Make a same game multi on the NRL with Bluebet and get more bang for your buck. Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. The Rush Hour. Gus Warland, Jude Bolton, and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Yeah, welcome to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude, and Wendell this chilly Friday afternoon. How you going, Jude?
Going well, boys. Yeah, can't wait for this show. It's a massive show ahead. Got one of my ex-teammates in, a former captain of the Swans.
Exactly. Josh Kennedy's going to be in the house just before 5 o'clock, and we're going to have the Dell's NRL preview. Last night, Dell, how good were the Cowboys and how poor were the Titans?
Yeah, the Cowboys, mate, winning culture is a good culture. Obviously, they got beaten last week by Panthers, but they reset. They played good against the Titans last night. Titans 6-0. They showed a little something early, but then after Sexton try, they shut up shop.
Yeah.
They're a mentally soft side, and Justin Holbrook has got his work cut out for him there. Well done to Todd Payton too. You know, brings the right players in. Good win by the Cowboys. Drinkwater's on fire and the hammer. And tell Malolo, what a beast.
He certainly is a beast. We'll talk more around the NRL in just a minute. We're going to go into Blues camp, boys, so that's going to be fun.
Oh,
but
wow.
Want to go to Lords last night, the first test match of the English summer. England versus New Zealand. Quite a test match. 17 wickets fell in the first day, but the most important thing happened in the 23rd over. Let's have a listen.
The 23rd over, and that number was Shane Warne's.
On the 4th of March, the game lost a cricket legend and the greatest leg spinner of all time. His legacy transcends cricket and even sport. On and off the field, in the commentary boxes and as a coach, he will be remembered for his cricketing genius, as a cultural icon, and was simply one of a kind. His shirt number was 23, so for those able, please be upstanding for 23 seconds of applause for one of the greats of the game, Shane Warne.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. 23 seconds, everyone standing at Lords for Warney. You know, someone that they absolutely loved, but of course hated, in inverted commas, as well, because he was just so good. And he dismissed England so easily on so many occasions, but that's true respect.
He spent so much time in the UK,
yeah.
and they loved him over there, as you said. Just that element of, oh, we don't like you bowling against us, but just the character that he was.
He was like Richie Beno, did English summer as well as Australian summer, and that's what Warney did as well. So still can't believe it.
No, it's still hard, and we're going to feel this for a long time. This is going to continue on through the summer, you know, or winter, obviously. But over there, you know, he's such a loved person. How can you not love him? When Warner used to give himself to everyone, you know, he used to interact with the crowd, and then obviously the fans, and showing young spinners, you know, what to do and stuff. You know, that's stuff that we didn't see all the time. It's great, and it's still sad, but you know, we celebrate a great man.
Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude, and Wendell. Time now for this.
In the lead up to Origin Game 1, these are the Rush Hour's biggest Origin moments of all time.
Yeah, there's so many to discuss, but this one, guys, 2005 series, coming off back-to-back series wins in 2003 and 4, the Blues were looking to become just the second New South Wales squad ever to win three straight series. Let's have a listen to Andrew Johns.
Johns putting a kick in. Minicello's chasing. The ball is hitting the upright. It'll be a try. It's a try for the Blues. The Deeras goes to Johns. Off his right foot try. Johns is dangerous. And Astor's over. Johns chances the kick. There's plenty of chasers. They've got a try out of it.
That series 2005, New South Wales win at 2-1. Wendell and Andrew Johns had his little fingers all over it.
Oh, you can just tell, mate. Andrew Johns, he's just a freak at that level. One of the greats, one of the best I've played with. But just every time he got the ball, but he's always thinking, he's probing. And he hits like a back row. Look at his build, you know, the little nugget. But you knew when you carry the ball through the middle or, you know, try to take him on, mate, you knew you're running it like, he's like a back rower. He's like a forward. He hit you that hard. His technique was great. And his mind for the game, you know, his vision for the game. One of the original goats.
Anthony Minicello was player of the series that year. So.
Yeah, Mini,
what a player.
Mini, he's very underrated because we talked about Billy Slater and he gets lost in that Billy Slater. But I think Billy Slater got better because of Minicello, guys at Minicello who set that standard. You know, Lockyer, Minicello, those guys, Brett Stewart around that time. It was all competition. It was healthy competition. But also Danny Badiris. He was a good mix for Joey. Him and Joey, they
great
did so much damage
connection.
Together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good mates and a lot of respect there.
And also with New South Wales, with John sort of being such the guy, to have Badiris there just as a calming influence at club and state level.
Yeah, but that club connection's been so important. Obviously, the Maroons had it with the Storm, yeah, and now Penrith in this current Blues side, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you can see, and that's why, like, you know, we talked about it, like, you know, the Panthers, that spine, you know, they got there. Isaiah, yo, you know, he's a freak, but, you know, that club connection does help, and that's why, you know, people talked about Appy Corris here, but, mate, I'm happy they stuck with Cookie, yeah.
Yeah, now Cookie, no doubt, had a little bit of pressure on him, but he deserved that spot.
Of course, he did.
I love the fact that that certain players feel like it's there, so they can really put their fingerprints on it.
Can't wait though. Now we're getting so close to Origin One, aren't we?
I'm excited, mate. Like it's like Christmas time all over again, mate. I get excited about this time, and it's the only time I really sort of miss football. I mean, grand final weeks, as you know, Drew, they're different again. But Origin, just the theatre around it for 6 to 8 weeks, and you know the best thing about this Origin series, in the lead up, we haven't talked too much Origin until the last week or two. You know, it's usually you know, we talk about it like in round two or round five because there's been so much going on. We haven't, so now we're so excited for it, and it's just about here. A couple more sleeps.
Coming up next, Dell's NRL preview.
Gus, Jude and Wendell, this is the Triple M Rush Hour. Rush
Hour. Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. They're the little Aussie battler of the betting world. We love an Aussie battler. Bet Australian, bet with Bluey. Download the Bluebet apps for iPhone and Android. Time now for Dell's NRL preview.
The Rush Hour's NRL preview. Thanks to DoorDash, official delivery partner of the NRL.
Yeah, an opportunity to go through last night's game and then obviously a smaller amount of games with State of Origin only on Wednesday. So let's talk about the Titans. Led 6-0, in the end got touched up 32 points to 6 by the Cowboys. We all picked the Cowboys, but were you surprised that the Titans gave in so easily?
Yeah, I did. They're playing at home. After that embarrassing second half last week, I just thought they might have a bit more steel in them. Justin Holbrook, I think, is a good coach, but he's just, at the moment, he just doesn't know what to do with those boys. They've got to show a bit more pride in their jersey, and they've got to show a bit more resilience. They just folded like a deck of cards. Mm. You know, there was one or two tries there, even the hammer when he got that. Like, I don't know what Asako was thinking. There was no need to try and pass that, and then he tried to pull it in, and it just bounced up, and then obviously he kicked it. And you don't want anyone like the hammer around when there's a loose ball. That was just easy, bounced up.
What about Brimson saying how weak they were? He used the word weak 4 times in the press conference after.
Yeah, that's good.
Pretty telling, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's good. And that's what they are. They're weak. They're mentally soft and they've got to be better. And if they're not better, that's going to happen most of the year.
Cowboys' second half defense has just been phenomenal though this whole year.
Well, winning culture is a good culture. You know, they seem happy. Whoever they bring in, they do a job. The four players in Origin didn't play as well because he's 18th man, which is fine. We saw the Queensland boys on the
up
screen
in the
there.
Stands.
Yeah, yeah, the boys. Yeah. I think the boys are getting...
See, they're all cheering, and then Portino's sitting there in the corner with all upset.
Yeah, but that's what I liked. I like seeing the Cowboys. It's obviously a winning feeling at the club and a good culture because even at halftime there, seeing Reuben Cotter and Valentine Holmes and that, I think those players, they would get a lot out of that. So they would have been very proud of what they've done. And I've got to say, Drinkwater was unbelievable. I still, mate, he's close to there. But I know Tamalolo was good. Him and Tamalolo are really good. And the hammer. But, yeah, Drinkwater. And those young players are starting to do a good job from Lukey and that. They're starting to get that 40 or 60 game sort of, you know, run that we talked about.
Panthers versus the Bulldogs tonight. Obviously, the Panthers have got a host of stars out with Origin duties.
Yeah, they have. But, you know, it's winning culture is a good culture. And the Panthers, they just have it in abundance. You know, they're young players. Taylor May, I think, just re-signed for 2 more years. Very good young finisher. The Bulldogs, obviously, Josh Adokar. Actually, you know what? Speaking of Josh Adokar, like we talked about, he talked about when he came to the Bulldogs that he wanted to play fullback. This would have been a good opportunity to play him at fullback, but I understand them leaving him on the wing. But, yeah, the Bulldogs are up against it tonight. I'd like to see the Bulldogs do something here, but I just can't see them knocking off, the Panthers, especially like when the Melbourne Storm and the Roosters, they used to have their Origin players away. But, you know, the next lot of players used to step up and do the job.
Yeah, what about tomorrow night? You've got the Sea Eagles up against the Warriors at Four Pines, which is obviously the old brookie.
Yeah, I've learned my lesson. I can't touch the Warriors. I just think the
untrustworthy.
Seagulls, yeah, they are. No, but you just hope for the best for the Warriors, but you just can't trust them. But also, it's up to Manly here. Manly got to start to do something here. They can't just rely on Tommy Turbo. Feel sorry for Jake Trbojevic, you know.
He'll have a big game, you can guarantee.
I know he will, but also, mate, they've got to play as a team and a unit, and they've got to start to learn, you know, to obviously, you know, go back through the middle. They're going too lateral at the moment. Kohler, I think, has been one of the finds of the season, you know. Mate, I would actually think about Ruben Garrick solid back there. I wouldn't really think about putting Kohler back at fullback because he's a
pace.
Player.
Pace.
Yeah, there's no substitute for speed.
And Josh Schuster is 5'8 with DCE.
I thought he was paying 7, actually.
Nah, Schuster's good. I think Schuster's a 5'8". But anyway, either way, the way that he plays in the halves, it, you know, he can get them forward also, but his skill set. The only thing I'd say to Schuster is sometimes you don't have to do the no-look pass. I know he's
loves it, mate.
I know he's good at it.
He loves it.
I know, and he taps on that. But, yeah, I like Schuster.
What about the Raiders up against the Roosters? That's the final game on Sunday afternoon down there in the nation's capital.
Yeah, the Raiders, they were unlucky last week against Parramatta. Parramatta found a way to win down there. Roosters at home in these conditions, you'd think they'd be favourites. But you know what? The Roosters, they've still got a fair bit of their spine there. I just like what they've got.
Walker.
Yeah, Walker and Keary starting to come into his own. You know, they've got Joseph Manu there. I'm going with the Roosters here. The Raiders, they're not without a chance, but I just like the Roosters and what they're about.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Rush Hour Triple M. Yesterday, we were talking about rental disasters and we had a phone call from Steve. Let's have a listen. Your rental disasters. Steve, what happened?
Up at Schoolies, one of the boys put a hole through the wall of their apartment there and the bomb was $5,000. I had an idea, jumped in a taxi, went over to Bunnings and I bought a power outlet cover and came upstairs, glued it over the top of the hole. Bob's your uncle, and we got $5,000 back.
Yeah, Stevie, you legend. Well done, Stevie. We glued appreciate it. That type of work, that MacGyver-y type sort of
well,
work.
Well, Stevie's a bit like me. He's a handyman, mate. He's
and loves a dollar.
We're going to throw it out there on 133353. What was your dodgy fix-it off the back of what Steve said yesterday? And a double pass to the Wallabies versus England at the SCG on July 16. Tickets on sale at Ticketek for our favourite callers. What was your dodgy fix-it? What about you, Jude?
Oh, I've got this side gate. I think I told you about it the other day. Just that it's swollen from all the rain and stuff like that. It's a wooden fence. So the gate, I needed a new latch. It's all – so I basically – went down to Bunnings, got all the new things and that sort of stuff, put it all together, and then went the latch. I was that pleased, walked back to Lynette and said, look at that handiwork. Like, that is just, you know.
It's a bit of self-promotion.
Yeah, self-promotion. Yeah. And then 3 days later, I was leaning over to open up the latch and it just snapped off, straight off.
Oh, no.
Pathetic. Just hopeless.
You know, one of the worst days of my life when I drove around the corner coming back from the grill team one morning about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and there was a dialer hubby van in my garage.
Bed. Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
What'd you say?
No, yeah.
Bed. Maybe. But honestly, I drove around the corner. I went, hey, I know I'm not very handy, but you don't bring in a dialer hubby, not without at least talking to me about it. But that's what happened. And his name's Mark. He still comes around and does bits and bobs.
Of course he does when you're not there.
Give us a call, 133353. What is your dodgy fix it? G'day, Harry. How are you, brother? Oh, we've got Mike in Dapto. G'day, Mike.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, we're good. Thank you, brother.
That's a good. There was one day, 25 years ago or something, doing furniture removals as a young fella.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a trip down the coast, and we ended up with a hole in the exhaust. So we pulled over at a servo, bought a couple of cans of Coke, pipe clamps, cut the can up, used the pipe clamps, fixed the exhaust. Boss was such a cheap bastard, he drove around for the next 3 weeks like that.
Genius, Mike.
You're a genius, mate. You are MacGyver.
And by the way, Rod Stubbs, if you're out there, g'day, mate.
Oh, good work. Bit of shout
good
out.
On your champion. What about Harry in Castle Hill? G'day, Harry.
G'day, how you going?
We're good. Harry, what's your dodgy fix?
So when I was landscaping, when I was still an apprentice, I built a little bench seat in the back garden that was a little bit out of level. And so the customer had their own level and, you know, they were hounding me saying, oh, this is out of level. And I was saying, no, it's fine. And so I hammered a little clout nail into the rubber bit on the end of my level to fix it. And I put it on there and said, see, look, mate, it's level as, and told him that his level was dodgy.
Oh, brilliant.
Nice work, Harry. Let's go to Kate in Bondi. G'day, Katie. How are you?
Hi, good guys. How are you going? Good Happy Friday.
Yeah,
Happy
Friday. You too.
Cheers.
What's
so
a dodgy
this is
fix-it?
My mum's dodgy fix-it. Back in the late 80s, I was a young kid who loved roller skating. And one year I grew out of my roller skates. So my mum sawed about an inch of the leather upper off. And so I didn't feel embarrassed or that I'd get bullied. My older brother convinced me that they were really cool as they were air conditioned. Just love the disregard for kids' safety back then.
Just the toes wiggling out the front.
Love that story. Thank you. What about so Chris? Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. What's your dodgy fix it?
It wasn't me. It was actually my son, probably about 15 years ago. We used to have post-it note coloured walls in our lounge dining area. Mm. Anyway, I came home one night and I'm sitting at the dining table and I looked and I thought, looks a bit odd there. Anyway, I got up and had a look and it was an actual yellow post-it note and I took it off and there was a hole in the wall. Anyway, our son had been playing with a golf club and had hit a hole in the wall with the golf club.
Oh, Chris. Just a reminder to that, fix the hole.
That'll do it to you.
That'll do it. Thank you, Chris. Let's finish it off with Brett. Hi, Brett.
How you doing, boys? All right?
Good, yeah, Brett. We're good. What was your dodgy fix it?
Well, a bit similar to your first call about 25 years ago down out the front of Sydney Fish Markets. There was an emergency water break there, and my mate and I, we went out there and they told us a size. We didn't have the right size, so we put a couple of hose clamps and a rubber grommet over it. And we said we'll be back in the morning to fix it. And we come back in the morning, it was all concreted over, so it never ever got fixed.
It's still there.
Oh, wow.
Still there, Brett. Thank you very much. And all the callers we couldn't get to as well. Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. When you're talking rugby union, let's talk to this Welsh wizard.
This next guest is Welsh and very good at rugby, like, but as they say in Wales, da iawn mewn rugby. Is that really Welsh for he's really good at rugby? You've got no idea. But seriously, this guy's good. He's won 94 caps for Wales, 3 for the British and Irish Lions, and oh boy, that is a long Wikipedia page. Let's just skip to the part where he now plays as centre for the Waratahs, here to be asked by the guys if he can put a New South in front of that Wales part and a league after that rugby part so he can play for the Blues. Possibly, I'm not sure, they might have other questions in mind. Please welcome to the Rush Hour, Jamie Roberts.
G'day, Jamie. How are you, mate?
How you doing, buddy? All right?
Yeah, we're very well, thank you. Obviously, we want to talk to you about the Waratahs and a little bit more about yourself. The fact is, winless season last year. We didn't know quite what to do with ourselves, but now you're about to play in the finals. And how have you enjoyed your time at the Tars?
Oh, mate, it's been unreal. I had a really, really good, I guess, 4 or 5 months. It's very different, the season down here. The domestic season is obviously very, very short compared to back home. But arrived here start of February. It's been a really welcoming group. I've had such a great time. Learned a lot. Felt I developed as a player as well, you know, at the age of 35, kind of surprised. But really enjoyed it, mate. I think, you know, it's a great group. I wasn't here last year, so I didn't experience, obviously, the disappointing year they had last year. But, you know, with the coaches they've got and the environment they've created, you know, we've got a group that's grown throughout the season and can't wait to rip in tomorrow.
Mate, tell us, how did you get down here? Who recruited you and how did it happen?
Well, DC got in touch just before Christmas, actually. I was sat on my sofa back home with my partner who grew up in Manly. The opportunity to came down, they had a few injuries in the midfield. A couple of lads, young lads, both had ACLs, so they were looking for cover in the midfield. And I was sat on the sofa with my partner, and she didn't need much persuasion to come down. And she was about 7 months pregnant at the time. So, you know, we had our boy in Wales, and yeah, we came down to Sydney, had our baby girl 10 weeks ago. So it's been a dream move, really. It's been amazing.
Good on you, Jamie. We were talking to Jamie Roberts, a Welsh rugby union player, 94 caps for Wales. Also, you were capped by the British and Irish Lions. We want to talk about that for a moment. One of those bucket list moments when the British and Irish Lions come down to Sydney or come to Australia on tour. It doesn't happen that often every 12 years. What was it like playing in that red jersey?
Oh, mate, pinnacle for me. You know, I missed the first two tests. I actually got injured against the Waratahs the week before the first test, tore my hamstring, missed the first two tests, and then came back in the side for the third test, got a try, you know, $80,000 at the ANZ. In Sydney, unreal experience. I'm trying to explain to the lads what the Lions is going to be like in 3 years' time. But, you know, I think half of the UK will be out in Ireland will be out in Australia, mate, because no one travelled for South Africa, yeah, because of COVID. Yeah. None of the fans. So all these fans who have missed out on the Lions, they will have missed out on the Lions tour for the past 8 years. So the travelling support for Australia in 3 years' time is going to be immense. You know, you've got the Rugby World Cup, and both Rugby World Cups to follow. So, you know, for Australian rugby, the next 5 to 10 years is absolutely huge. Yeah. And so, yeah, to be a part of that, I guess, this season with the Tars, you know, I've made some lifelong friends here, no doubt. And, you know, that Lions tour in 3 years is going to be unreal.
Mate, I've got to ask you, what about Italy beating Wales in the Six Nations? Can you believe that?
Oh, there's no need to bring that up.
Oh,
Wendell.
No, sorry. So I'm just, I can't believe that.
We're having a nice chat.
Yeah, well, right.
No, it's fair, man. It's been a really disappointing year for Wales. It's been tough watching the Six Nations. I'm out here, you know, getting up early. Obviously, the time difference, you know, waking up at 2, 3 a.m. in the morning to watch it. And they're going through a difficult period. You know, there's nothing to sharpen the focus quite like a 3-test tour to the Springboks in the summer, who were the world champs. So, look, they've gone through a disappointing season, but, you know, let's use the example of the Waratahs this year. Sometimes it takes that year of pain to really learn what you're about and know where you need to grow. So hopefully, you know, 18 months out from a Rugby World Cup, you know, Wales will start on an upward trajectory now and build, but they're going to have to build quickly.
Quarterfinal against the Chiefs, obviously at 2 p.m. on Saturday. What are you expecting from the Chiefs?
Oh, mate, they're physical. They're physical. You know, the power and pace they bring to the game. You know, the collisions are going to be brutal, mate. So, you know, the conflict there is going to be brutal.
Watch every match of the Super Rugby Pacific on the home of Rugby Stan Sport. And, of course, many games. But the one we're talking about now, Chiefs versus Waratah, Saturday at 2 p.m. It's a real pleasure talking to you, Jamie. And wish you all the very best tomorrow night. And no dramas if you want to come back here and just settle in Australia, mate. You'd be very welcome.
Happy days. Give me a job on stand, mate. Cheers.
No worries at all. There he is, Jamie Roberts.
Up next, we've got Origin tickets up for grabs with New South Wales versus Dell. And big guy, you're going up against none other than Ryan Girdler.
Oh, my old roomie. I love Ryan.
Two
love
very handsome men.
Oh, he's sexy, Girds.
Driving home with three voices in your head. Gus, Jude and Wendell, the Triple M Rush Hour. The Rush
Hour. Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Time now for this.
After years on the field, they say his confidence only grew.
And I am ready to rock and roll today, boys.
But can he take on the entire state of New South Wales?
New South Wales.
New South Wales.
I'm feeling great.
The Rush Hours. New South Wales versus Dell. Experience the power of the rivalry. Ampol State of Origin, Game 1 at Accor Stadium, June 8. Get your tickets via Ticketek.
Yeah, each day this week, Wendell will take on a Blues legend in a quiz. Both Dell and the New South Wales rep will be playing for a listener on the line, with the winner of the quiz securing 4 silver passes to State of Origin Game 1 for their fan. And today, Dell, you're up against the one and only Ryan Girdler. Girds, welcome to the show. How are you, mate?
Hello, boys.
How are you, Girds?
It's an honour. Thanks for having me on. Hey, Bolts. What is it? Four silver passes. Yeah. Where did that get you, the silver pass?
Oh, mate, get you the good seats and
good seats, mate. Little
bit of this and that as well, mate. You're in the best.
A little bit of this and that.
Yeah. You know how we roll,
favorite.
Mate. You know how we roll. And, Girds, you are playing today for Dave in Swansea. G'day, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Mate, very, very well. Girds has got you covered, which means, Dell, you're playing for Carol in Canterbury. G'day, Carol.
Hey, Carol.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Carol, mate. You got me eating my heart away.
Oh, I love you, big Dell. Oh,
thank you. Makes two of us.
We love you, Carol, in Canterbury as well. So Carol in Canterbury playing for Team Dell. Dave from Swansea is in Team Girds. And we're about to start the quiz because you are the hostess with the mostest, Jude Bolton.
Girds, you ready to take him on?
I'm ready as I'll ever be, boys. How you doing, right. Big Dell?
Good luck, mate.
In the week.
I've been whipping blokes left, right and centre. I've been whipping blokes.
Have you had a few wins, have you?
Yeah, mate, I have, mate. He's Woodsy. Okay. And who else would I be? I smashed them all.
So, Girds, your buzzer is Blues. Dell, yours is Queenslander for Carol. All right, here we go. First question. Two players have the record for the most tries in one series with 5. Name either of those
Blues.
Players.
Blues first.
Blues. Ryan Girdler.
I think it was Lottie.
Yep.
And Penrith Centre. What's his name?
Yeah, Ryan Girdler, I think his name was.
It.
Fantastic. He's on the board.
You're going down, Dell.
Nah. All right, here we go. Question 2. One player scored 10 goals in Game 3, 2000 for New South Wales. Girds.
a little bit self-indulgent, boys, right? Like, I'm doing this for Dave. Dave, I hope you know that I'm taking
this
a look
is a
for
joke.
You, brother.
What's the answer?
It's good. It's
the Penrith, the centre of the play for Penrith.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's all over!
Wow, and he Dell's calling a stitch up.
Honestly, boys, I did two things in Origin. You brought it both up. Well done.
No, you also won the Dally M Representative Player of the Year in 2000, Gertz.
Fantastic. Yeah, good year, that one.
Mate,
top one year.
Honestly, this is mate, you guys, you're filthy blues. You just...
Yeah.
Can we
no
just say
deal.
That Carol...
I feel for you, brother.
Carol from Canterbury.
You've been hard done by there.
Yeah. Unlucky. Oh. David from Swansea, you are off to State of Origin with four silver passes, mate. How are you feeling, Dave?
I'm feeling anxious, trying to find out what's happening.
You won, big fella.
You won, David.
Oh, this is a joke, mate. You guys, you can't be given...
Yeah, sensational, David. You've won the silver passes for you and three mates to the State of Origin 1. Sensational.
Well done, Dave. And that experience, the power of the rivalry, Ampol State of Origin, game one at a Accor Stadium on June 8th. Get your tickets via Ticketek. Fantastic. Unlucky Carol. Good on you, Dave. We'll see you at State of Origin, brother. Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Time to talk AFL. Let's talk to this Swans legend.
Our next guest is an AFL legend with almost 300 games under his belt. He's also a really good decision maker, realising in 2009 that all the true legends live in New South Wales, not Victoria. He's led the Sydney Swans to back-to-back final campaigns as the club's sole skipper in 2017 and 2018 and has since led them as co-captain alongside Luke Parker and Dane Rampey. He's collected a 2012 Premiership medal, three All-Australian Blazers and three Club Champion Awards. Yeah, he's pretty good. Please welcome to the Rush Hour, Josh Kennedy.
And we've got him in studio, Jude.
Yeah, absolutely. Joey Kennedy, mate, you've sustained that hamstring injury against Carlton. How's the rehab coming along?
Hey, Jude. Hey, boys. It's going well, thanks, mate. It's been, what is it, nearly 2 weeks tomorrow. Come along well. I think I'm a little bit ahead of schedule, but yeah, another 6 weeks on the sidelines. Helping out where I can.
How frustrating is that?
It is frustrating, especially, you know, with the game like last week, you know, after the game in the rooms, you know, that's what you play for, that feeling and even the crowd and all that sort of stuff. So miss that, but look, the guys played well and we've got a big test Saturday night.
Well, that was a great win last week. You were 30 points or 32 points behind. I thought it's all over here. The Tigers are home. And then you found something. Your team's finding something week after week now. It's been good.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know whether it's good or bad that we're sort of giving away these leads in games, but yeah, certainly positive the fact that we've been at, you know, when we've been able to fight back and in different stages throughout the year, end up running over teams and winning, and then you know the week before it was too much.
Yeah,
so we just got to get four quarters together, but. Yeah, I think across the competition, the momentum shifts in games it's been a lot more prevalent, I reckon, than previous years. I'm not sure why, but yeah.
Let's talk about Buddy for a moment. We'll talk about the goal of the season so far and the crowd and how that all worked out. But the fact is, he's not going to be playing against the D's. You know, that striking charge was upheld last night. How much more difficult is it to play without Buddy?
I think our record's actually pretty good without Bud. But it's a challenge because, you know, he often gets the best opposition defender. You know, as he did on the weekend, he can turn a game and win you a game off his own boot. So it just means everyone else has got to step up a little bit more.
What's Buddy like away from it? I know we see Buddy. And I went a couple of weeks ago. I said to Jude, like, I've known Buddy for a while, but I haven't been able to get to a game live. Mate, you guys do it so well. Mate, love the experience. But just watching Buddy out there, it was like
swagger, isn't
it? Oh, mate, it was like watching you, mate. No, it was like watching Viv Richards or Warney, or like watching a lion just do what he wants to do. You know, just walking around, just you know, a bit like Wayne Carey back in the day.
Yeah, lion that wants to do what he wants to do what he wants to do, which is absolutely right. I'm sure it annoys. In fact, I know for a fact it can annoy horse to the nth degree. But you take the good with the bad. He does that and wins the game. But now, away from the footy club, he's a family man.
Yeah.
One of the guys. He's a big kid. He's deep down pretty quiet and just a big family man.
Mate, we had the 2012 reunion the other week, and we've had some good footy trips and things like that. What are your favourite memories from back in the day?
my favourite memories from back in the day.
That you can talk about.
Yeah, it is. It always is just the, you know, apart from the great wins and the good sort of away trips where you have a good win and able to celebrate and go out after, it's the footy trips and the time away and the good times with the guys.
Can I ask, when you were growing up, who were your people that you looked up to, like an AFL or league or rugby union or anything? What was your background? What, you know, you could have picked anything, basketball. Look at you, you're a big handsome dude.
Big square shoulders, mate.
I certainly couldn't have picked anything. And especially if you ask a few of my teammates. I grew up in Melbourne. I come from an AFL background and family. AFL was always my thing. Back for the Hawks.
Yep.
And love Shane Crawford. Everything about him. He worked really hard, trained hard, had all the skill and all the flair too. So he was the one.
Yeah, he came through sort of my age group and that, and Channel 9 and that. But I love Shane Crawford, mate. Yeah. The stuff that he used to do, did so many apprentice with him, but he's just a really good guy. But he missed that premiership winner, didn't he?
No, he got one.
He got one.
His last game.
Just to tell you a bit about Josh, when he was first dating his wife, Anna, she's Colombian and they've got two beautiful kids, Emilio and Isabella together. But early on, he was dating her and we used to catch Joey speaking Spanish on the phone.
We need a bit of that now.
It was awesome.
Can you say I love you, Jude, in Spanish?
Te amo, Jude. Te amo, Jude.
Oh, yeah, look at
te amo,
that.
Jude. Before we let you go, we want to play a little game. So can you hang around through the song for us and we'll play Two Strong Hearts, you and Jude, together. Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. We've got a special guest. We've got a Swanee in the house, Josh Kennedy, and we're about to play this. We got Josh Kennedy and...
Was that you that just sung that last week?
Shocking.
Was it?
Shocking.
It was.
Look at this guy. He loves it.
Josh Kennedy with Jude Bolton, two Swannies together. And this is how it works, Josh. I'll give you a category. And then in 3, 2, 1, you've got to give your answer. And hopefully it's the same answer as Jude. So it's all about locking in each other's eyes.
Yep.
And working out what you reckon you'll both say together. Not necessarily something quirky.
I'm nervous.
Are you ready?
Okay.
An airline in 3, 2, 1.
Qantas.
That's exactly what I thought this would go. That was a lay down misere for Qantas, Josh. What are you thinking?
We always fly Virgin.
Okay. Yeah. That's on Jude.
You guys haven't been virgins for a long time. Okay, let's go.
We need a bit closer, mate.
Oh, yeah.
You've got like ice.
Thank you, Josh.
Beautiful. Yeah. Look at this.
A board game in 3, 2, 1.
Monopoly.
Chess. Oh, my goodness.
I would have had Monopoly as well.
Monopoly.
All right.
Chess. Who plays chess? Rugby.
He's all over.
Mate, they're AFL. Of course they're going to play chess.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
We got to get them scoreboard.
I love you got none.
Some scrambling to do here.
Okay. A yum cha dish in 3, 2, 1.
Dumplings.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, the boys are back.
It's Jude's one. He always does this.
There's a heartbeat.
Okay.
I like it.
A Sydney suburb starting with P in 3, 2, 1.
Pimble.
Parramatta.
Oh, I would have said Parramatta.
I would have said Pimble. I've off from the hard streets of Pimble.
I was in a Ralph Lauren gang there.
Oh,
the Ralph Lauren gang.
With Timberland boat shoes. We were ferocious.
Mate, you guys have got one. That's embarrassing.
Okay. This one they should get.
Come on.
Hopefully. A Swans player, past or present, in 3, 2, 1.
Buddy.
Yeah.
There you go. 2 out of 5.
Oh, yeah,
you've sort of resurrected yourself.
Mate, we got there.
Josh Kennedy, have a fantastic time in rehab, mate. We cannot wait to see you back in about 6 or 8 weeks, and then you'll be there for the finals and hopefully a good shout at the flag. So thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Gus. Thanks, guys.
No worries. Legend, Josh Kennedy.
Up next, Junior Polo joins us from Blues Origin Camp.
Gus Warland, Jude Bolton, and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude, and Wendell. We've got one of the big fellas on the line right now.
This next guest is one of the most feared players in the NRL, who, by the way, is representing us, Mikey New South Welshman, in Origin Game 1 on Wednesday. Good luck trying to tackle in Queensland. He was born in New Zealand, but moved to Australia when he was a teenager, proudly representing Western Sydney as the Eels star prop. He's currently locked down with the pride of New South Wales Rugby League. But in a Rush Hour exclusive, direct from the New South Wales Blues camp, please welcome Junior Paulo.
Junior Paulo in there at New South Wales camp. How are you, brother?
Yeah, I'm doing very well, thank you.
Mate, fantastic to hear your voice. How's it all going? How's Freddie? And how much are you looking forward to Wednesday night?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Been a good experience so far, and probably one of the camps that you definitely look forward to being a part of, just with all the quality of players that we've got. And, you know, Freddie, he does his job on bringing the boys together, and he's certainly done that well in the first couple of days.
Well, mate, speaking of that, mate, obviously you've got a great squad there. Mate, I've got to ask, how's it been having Alex Volkanovski involved in the camp?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, he jumped in front of us today. And
who are those idiots behind you?
Who's that?
Yeah, it's definitely the Penrith boys.
Of course it is.
No, it was good having Alex talk to the boys today. And really, you know, I guess just shows the mental side of that he faces within when he steps into the octagon, and how that reflects on us taking the field next Wednesday.
Junior, isn't it funny to think that wasn't that long ago that he was playing with Warilla Gorillas? He was playing front row at about 91, 92 kilos, and now I think he's about 67, 69 kilos?
Yeah, that's what he was just saying. So there's not much of him that's left, but he definitely knows how to swing. Yeah. So definitely won't be saying anything about him.
Junior, what's the key for Origin 1? How is it going to be won for the Blues?
Origin's just one of those arenas where you just got to turn up and you keep finding something, no matter how exhausted you are. And, you know, for us, I feel like we've got a good combination, you know, definitely partnering up with, you know, Payne Haas and Isaiah Yeo there, who's that link between the combination that they've got between the Penrith boys. And, you know, it certainly shows why they're at the top of the table, because what they bring to us as collectively as a group is certainly making our job a lot easier as well.
It's a few players that you'd expected to have actually been selected, but of course because of injury with Latrell and Tom, who were so strong last year. So I suppose just getting to know a few new faces this year as well, that first couple of days to get to know each other.
Yeah, you know, having Katoni, Stephen Crichton's been part of the camp before, but, you know, having all these new faces coming to camp, you've only got a certain amount of time to really gel and get to know everyone. So this first couple of days has been awesome, but, you know, what Katoni does on the field, it was surprising to see him in action today at training. So definitely one of them freakish players, and certainly can't wait to take the field with him next week.
Junior, who's been the scallywags in Origin camp? Is it the Penrith boys?
I think you
boys?
Can hear them, yeah.
Yeah, they certainly know how to pester their way around the group, but definitely just keeps bringing the energy and keeps everyone up. So, you know, we all enjoy it, and certainly enjoy the boombox around too.
Yeah, you certainly do, and I like the way that you guys, you know, roll. But I've got to ask you about the Queensland side there. So for you, who's the blokes that you need to look out for? I know it's collectively they're a good squad, but who are the main strike players for them, you think?
Yeah, everyone wants to get one up on their opposite number, and certainly for me it's Josh Papali. So he'll be looking to lead from the front with Gino, but then, you know, you've definitely got strike all over that field with both young wingers doing their thing at club footy, and you know, you definitely have to watch out for them guys getting their sets started. So definitely got to do our job in the middle, but you know, when you've got those two young guys who definitely make meters from the backfield, definitely be hard to stop.
Speaking of club footy, obviously the Eels have been going well, and you've got Regan Campbell-Gillard and also Ryan Madison in the Origin squad. How do you reckon the boys will go while you're on Origin leave at the moment?
Yeah, I can't wait to see the boys take the field, especially doing what we love in our club, and then being able to do it on a big stage like Origin next week. So Maddox and Regan have probably been in career best form this year, and you know, surprisingly, what Maddox's been doing off the bench for us at Parramatta, let's hope he does that next Wednesday, because he's certainly been playing career best form.
Mate, please give a big cuddle to those absolute lunatics behind you. Say that we love them as well. Junior Paulo, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time. It means so much to us to be have a chance to talk to you in camp. You know how much we love the Blues, and we just cannot wait for you to go and do the business on Wednesday.
Good luck Wednesday, Junior.
Cheers, thank you.
And that's it for today's podcast. For more of the show, you can catch us live on the radio on Monday from 4 p.m. on Triple M. Have a great weekend.